What is salvation? Look at chapter 2, verse 21. Number one, salvation is coming to Christ away from religion. Now remember, who's this first group that Peter's talking to in verse 21? It shall come to pass, whoever calls the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm sure that that incensed many of them. They were the uber religious of the day. They were the ones that altered everything. They altered their diet, they altered their dress, they altered their schedule, they altered their finances, they altered everything to be centered around Jerusalem and the temple and the sacrifices and the 7-day cycle and the 7-month cycle and the 7-year cycle and every other part of the Mosaic Law. They were very religious. Jesus talked to some that even went through their garden every day and pinched off every 10th leaf and gave it to God. They were very religious. And you know what Peter said? To be saved, you have to come to Christ away from your religion. Religion is man's desire to achieve. And we achieve through giving money or through ceremonies like baptism or through us saying something and people affirming that we said it or through some ceremony that we participate in. But we achieve what we think is enough to get us to heaven. That's religion. And there are many religions in the world, from, you know, all of Islam and you know, Mecca to the incredible labyrinth of Romanism and all of the pieces of that. And Peter said to the most religious people of his day, you've got to come to Christ. He is salvation. And when you come to Christ, you have to go away from religion. So, this morning, is your salvation that you're holding on to? I've been watching all the different ways they do the airline, get ready to fly ads, and they're getting creative. And on one of the flights going back and forth to upstate New York, they were really harping on getting your cushion. I mean, I've never seen the flight attendant actually get a cushion and hug it. And I thought, what is it, Lake Erie? What are we going over? And besides that, I've seen what happened when they shot the plane down in Ukraine. Your cushion wouldn't help, you know? So, but what they were talking about is you're supposed to take your seat and put your arms through and hug it tight. And they said, and leave everything else behind. Don't even take your electronic devices. Hug your cushion. Wow. Boy, that was a picture of salvation. You don't want to hold on to anything else. If you want to make it, you have to turn away from all that and hold on to, receive, believe in Christ.